world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
Plugging it over here for you, be better off. So it doesn't make the noise of the computer. It's going down. Once I get Scott plugged in. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I swear to God, if that keeps happening.
We plugged it somewhere else. It's still gonna make the noise?
Yeah, it's still making the noise, dude. This is what... All right, it's okay. Because it doesn't matter about what me and you need or what. It's about the people, Scott.
That's right.
We are less than 1 week from baby Peasy being born, and that means tonight we are dedicating this show to you guys, the viewers. That's right. Joining us tonight, Dave and Alan of Strikeout Beer, and the lead members of the newest community for streamers called Streamers Helping Streamers. So you know, coincidentally, this is the segment for anyone who is an up-and-coming streamer who may be looking to build their Twitch or Facebook gaming page. You guys don't want to miss this. It's going down. We're also going to be opening up the phone lines for our first ever AMA session. That's right, right here on 2B Blood. Ask me or Scott anything you want, baby. That's right, anything you want, anything. Nothing's off the table. It's no holds barred.
Anything.
I might even ask you a question, damn it.
Oh,
that's right. So you guys don't want to go anywhere. Of course, I figured since this is also a show for the people, we're going to bring back Spin the Wheel, Make a Deal, Scott.
Oh.
The roulette wheel is back. Spin the wheel. Play the game it lands on. Win a smoker supply box courtesy of us and Hippie Butler Company. Phone lines are open. 860-384-7110. It's 2B Blunt.
Right on cue again.
Right on cue again, baby. That's right.
If something's going to go right tonight, it's going to be that.
It'll be the intro. That's it. It might be the only thing that'll go right tonight. I don't know what's going to happen, Scott. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I see Illogical. What up, man? I see you. Let the people know in the Discord where we're going to be promoting SHS Heavy tonight. I didn't get a chance to share it in there, so let them know. Rapid Dave and Alan are going to be in the house. Yo, shout out Baked Potato. Shout out Can of Mystic. Shout out Hazel. Shout out everybody watching on TikTok. I see you, Snooks. That's going down. Fire Lady in the house. Man, oh, man. I cannot wait, man. I can't wait, Scott. It's been a crazy couple weeks. We didn't get to line up that last week, bro.
I know.
We didn't get to meet up last week. You know, and that was like a killer for me because we ended up having, well, I ended up having to get the COVID shot, the second one.
Ooh, you got your second?
The second one, bro.
I'm still halfway there.
You still haven't gotten the full two?
I've gotten the first one.
You got the first one?
My next one should be next week because you have to wait. How many?
I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks between?
Two weeks in between.
Oh, well then, I don't know. They told me like the end of the month. I think I got my first on the 3rd. May 3rd was when I got my first.
May 3rd?
May 3rd.
Okay, yep, all right.
So they made it sound like it would be like the 28th. I'm just waiting for like, you know, I guess a text, an email, or something.
So basically, Scott, like when I went and got mine, got my first one. When I left there, they already had my next appointment booked. And they gave me a sheet that was like, you have to come here this day at this time.
Gotcha. Yeah, they gave me the card. Didn't say like the time or anything. But it's where I work.
Not the card. I'm not talking like the
thing that looks like a mini golf card.
Right. Dude, it does look like a mini golf card.
It totally does.
That whole system, dude, is such a farce, bro. I don't understand how they expect to enforce this shit. You know, you got the vaccine card. It looks like you're out there making some mini golfing, yo. I should be scoring my my hits on there, every one, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if you get a hole in one, you got to circle that.
Yeah, you got to circle that shit. Yeah. But instead, they circle your date and what shot you got, which is not as cool.
So with you getting the second one.
Yes. I was sick as fuck.
Okay, so they fucked you up?
So, you know what? You know what, though, before, because I can literally go on about this, and I will go into detail, but Scott, I haven't even lit the blunt yet. That's you true. Can't expect me. I'm trying to go back pages on this thing. I'm at the wrong fucking thing. I mean, I'm at a fucking mess right now.
I'll just start playing that for you.
Da-da. No,
okay. It was this one.
The blunt music, bro. So, yeah, man, it's going down. I got the blunt lit. Not lit. I got a pack, though. We got right here the King Palm loaded with some, I think this one's seven steps, bro. Like the seventh step, like a recovery plan.
Seven steps.
Seven steps. Have you heard of that?
I don't think I've heard of seven steps.
It's this exclusive strain, which probably explains why you haven't heard of it. Now, I found the sesh I went to the other week, bro. And this was like an exclusive to this grower. No one else had this. I opened a jar. I took one spell. Kind of like the Rocky, you know, here's millions of people. There are millions of these. I did one of those. A smell in the jar, you know. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it smelled like kind of like, it was like smooth. Like a vanilla smooth, bro. But it also had like a little gas at the end. Like a funky vanilla. Like a funky vanilla.
Funky vanilla.
Like a funky fucking vanilla.
Yeah, that's how I describe myself.
when you're on the dance floor, you're the funky vanilla too, bro. You know? So I've been dying to try this. I've been holding it off because I wanted to wait till the show. Because as you know, Scott, I always have plenty on deck. So waiting wasn't the problem. It was just the anticipation of waiting. So let's take the first official hit. Oh, wow. Wow.
Good. It's got that vanilla aroma.
It does have that vanilla. It's like a smooth vanilla. I can't even explain it. It's weird, bro. It does taste like vanilla. Like a vanilla Dutch, but like actually tastes like vanilla.
A vanilla thriller.
That's going to go so fucking good for the show. I'm going to be sitting high with this one, man. Sitting high. What do you got there, Scott? I see you drinking some shit, and it's been a minute. I want to know, what's this week's beer of the week?
Woo! Beer of the week.
Oops.
Beer of the week. It's actually not a Treehouse beer. This beer comes from Lone Pine Brewing Company, which is out of Portland, Maine. Which, honestly, Portland, Maine, I feel like is like, you know, national headquarters for breweries. But it's a double IPA, you know, that's the way I go. It's called Dream Team. If you look at the can, I mean, what does that remind you of, Peasy?
The Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters. He says the Globetrotters.
What does it remind you of?
When I look at this, I'm drinking, it's called Dream Team, and no, I'm not, this isn't a tribute to Velveteen Dream. No, not by any means.
Oh.
If you look at that logo, I mean, that's the 1992 Dream Team, and we've had a great basketball week. We're in the playoffs. We got maybe the greatest induction going into the Basketball Hall of Fame this year. Arguably, maybe, we'll see.
Arguably.
But that Dream Team, that's the 92 Dream Team. And this just happens to be episode 92. It just all falls into place. Actually, I didn't even fucking plan that.
Really?
I didn't even plan it.
And come on.
I was like, wait, 92? And I was like, are we on episode 92? I just looked it up right before the show. I was like, holy shit, it's 92.
Dude.
So yeah, 92 Dream Team.
The 92 Dream Team.
And right now, this is your 92 Dream Team. Right here.
Right here, baby.
Right here.
Right fucking here. That's right, Scott. So what are you going to give it, man?
So I already rated it. I tagged you if you didn't see. I think I gave it a 3.25. It's not like super, like, it's a darker color of IPAs that I'm really used to, but Citric, Mosaic, Galaxy, Amarillo, Simcoe, that's hence Dream Team, a crossover of five champion hops chosen for their skill and dedication to the game. Unfiltered, unpasteurized. That's where it gets me. It's it's unfiltered, so it's like it's very organic, I guess. I kind of need that extra shit to, like, you know, make it really tasty for me. But, yeah, no, it's not bad. 3.25, though.
So
it's not the greatest.
Even close to, like, some of the best that you've done in here, man.
Most of mine average around a 4 to a 4.25.
That's what I mean. And here you are now. You're giving this a 3.25. I'm surprised. Is that part of the kitchen cleanup?
It is, but I actually forgot I had this beer. I think I bought this beer like 2 months ago, and then just more beer came into my fridge, and this one, it just got put in front of this beer. And then I was like going through my fridge, I was like, oh shit, yeah, this is actually part of a four pack. I got the next 3 weeks lined up, actually, where I know that I'm going to have something that I like completely forgot about in the back of my fridge.
Really?
Oh yeah. Wait till you see what's coming on deck.
Daddy Dabbins.
Wait till you see. I got a beer that's like a Dunkaroos ripoff.
Really?
It's like liquid Dunkaroos.
So I got this thing. Have you had one of these before?
I don't think so. I've actually never been to that place. I've always wanted to go.
Spiked smoothie. I found it at the CT Beverage, and I wasn't going to give this a try. I didn't know if it was even that great.
I feel like I want to know. It looks like it might be red, but you're drinking out of the can, so we can't really tell. But it looks like it's that would pour like a red in the. Oh, it's definitely red.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's definitely red. I can see it in the can rim.
Of all the smoothies they had there, this one on Untappd was rated like the least, bro.
Really?
The least.
But you sound like you're going to say it was like
I'm going to say that tastes pretty good. Like, if you finish your glass, you should probably take a pour of this.
All right, I might have to do that.
And try this out, bro. I might have to try it out because that right there is going to be fire, man. Now, I heard you saying that you were going to have the next few weeks lined up already.
Yeah. And well, actually, Scott, one of them's not a smoothie. One of them's a milkshake IPA.
A milkshake IPA?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. You might have to hold off on those next couple weeks, man.
Uh-oh. Why's that?
Because I just got breaking news today. And I'm talking 100% breaking news. Driving home from work, the wife calls, and she's like, guess what? And I was like, what? And she's like, well, I don't think you're going to be doing a podcast next week. And I'm like, why is that? Now, in my brain, I'm thinking to myself, we got no plans. Baby's not due until June 2nd. What the fuck could it be? And she proceeds to tell me that regardless of what happens from here to next week, that they're going to be inducing her Wednesday morning.
Oh.
Like, Wednesday fucking morning.
Yeah, you ain't on a podcast anyway.
We.
damn, dude. Wow.
Wednesday morning.
Breaking news, like, you just found this out. How long ago?
Mere hours, bro. Mere hours, all right? By the podcast next Thursday, Big Papa Bump is going to be sitting next to Big Papa PZ. Oh. That's right. And we will be your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
Wow, dude. Well, congrats. So you got a May baby on your hands.
I thought it was going to be a June baby, right?
Nah, dude. It's going to be May.
It's gonna be May. Yeah, dude, it's going down. I can't fucking believe it. Next week, Wednesday, they're giving her the drugs. They're inducing the pregnancy. We're going into labor.
Wow.
It's all going down, bro.
Yeah, so we're looking at, that's the 26th?
We're looking at a potential Wednesday or Thursday next week.
26th or
27th. Big Papa Peasy, the 26th and the 27th, yeah. Yeah, man.
Dude.
So be prepared to take a week or two off.
All right.
You know, because obviously
I'll take podcast paternity leave for you.
Podcast paternity leave. Right. Because my job won't even give me paternity leave.
Not at all.
Oh, we didn't talk about this.
Nah, no.
Oh, skirt, motherfucker, skirt. Bro, dude, when I fucking tell you, I went to my job and I was like, yo. Now, you know, I'm having a baby, right? So I'm like, so what's the deal with parental, like, paternity leave, you know? Mm-hmm. And they looked at me and they left. And they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm about to have a fucking baby.
They laugh like, what do you mean? Or they laugh like, this guy's actually going to have a child?
Like, no, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm assuming they're laughing because they're like, this guy fucking serious? Now, in my defense, I have no fucking clue. This is a question I've never had to ask before. Right?
Right.
So when I inquire, I say, listen, parental leave, I'm about to have a baby. What's the deal? And they laugh at me. And I'm like, what's so funny? I'm serious. And they're like, we don't do, there's no parental leave here.
They're not like just messing with you.
No.
Like whoever you're talking to. Like, you talk to HR.
Yo, they told me I had to use my own vacation time.
Dude, I swear, like, I thought every company has paternal leave.
Apparently, if you're a private company, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh.
Right? And I think that's half the thing, is they can do whatever they want. So I don't think they offer paternity leave. Now, I know they do. I think maternity. I don't even know if they do maternity leave, bro, at this place.
I mean, like, that's crazy to me.
Dude, I'm dead serious. I'm not even sure if they do that.
So
phone lines are open, 860-384-7110. That is 860-384-7110. Called in. Let me know. I can't be the only one, right? Because I'm thinking this is crazy. I got to use my own time, bro. I've been working there 16 fucking years.
Yeah, so I imagine if you're there 16 years, at least you have a lot of time.
I got 3 weeks.
So you, 3 weeks out of the year?
Yeah, for vacation. 3 fucking weeks, and I'm only getting, and 2 of those I'm about to take off.
Dude, I don't know, man. To me, I don't know, because I've never had to go on through it, but I swear in my company, I feel like you could get, like, 4 or 5 weeks just of paternity.
No paternity leave right here. Daddy Dabs, yo. Daddy Dabs says they got no fucking leave.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm like, okay. So, I'm obviously not the only one. I just think this is outrageous, bro. I feel like I deserve better, you know? So, I have to now go in. I got to take 2 weeks off of my own fucking time. And it kind
of
sucks.
Now, so you're going to take 2 weeks of your own time, and you're going to take 2 weeks of that of the 3 weeks you get paid, or you're going to have to take some of that unpaid? Because obviously there's, you know, other stuff throughout the year. And
right. But
you're just going to – so you have you used any of your 3 weeks so far this year? I'm assuming it's what, January to December?
I mean, I took the sick day from the Rona shot.
Okay.
I'm sure I probably took maybe one other day or like a half day somewhere.
Now, let me ask, because obviously like COVID was like a new thing and everything. Do you get like paid for any, like do you not get deducted any like PTO or vacation time or whatever if you just say that you've missed time due
to
Rona?
What do you mean?
If,
what do you mean though? Like,
so let's just say, you know, let's just say I was working for your company and I tested positive for Corona tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they'd send me home. I get paid for that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. As long as you come back and provide.
Do you, you do a test every day?
Every day? No.
You don't, like, do a questionnaire or a survey?
No, no, no. No. Oh, no, like, they
just. I would just go up and be like, yo, I got corona.
Like, I just got corona.
You gotta give me 2 weeks off. And then your three weeks turns into 5 weeks.
That's not a terrible idea, but they already know I got my shot. They know I got the shot, bro.
You just can't, like, post any pictures of you with your baby. Like,
oh, yeah, because that's really going to fly, man. You know? I don't know. So I'm sitting there. I got nothing. I got fucking nothing. So I got to use my shit. So I just wanted you to know, bro. Might want to take a little time.
Now, for the missus, she obviously she gets maternity leave. How much does she get?
This is a sensitive topic. So the wife is taking off 4 fucking months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 4 months. And only getting paid for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now let me go back here. I think 6 weeks. 16 right. weeks is the total amount of leave, but she's only getting paid for 6.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I have no idea how this works, so I'm just asking as a complete, like, idiot unknown. So that's, like, she's choosing to do those 16 weeks, and she's going to take all 16 weeks, or she's, like, she's just going to take up to 16 weeks and figure out how much it is and then decide.
She's choosing to take the 16 weeks.
Okay, so it's set in stone.
It's yeah, she's all already right. got it in her head. This is what the and fuck she's doing.
At this point, she's already... She's already on the clock for that.
So she just started maternity leave like 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay. So
I think yesterday might have been her first actual day on maternity leave because she tried to go to work on earlier this week and she was like, I can't fucking do it.
Gotcha.
She's like, there's no fucking way. She's like, there's no fucking way.
All right. So she's not going back to work till like the end of September.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
But so if she's like, hey, I'm ready to go back to work. Like, whatever. I have no idea. But, like, if she wanted to go back in August, like, that would be an option or no? It's.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm assuming so.
And then, obviously, the pay could, like, that's. So, you said only 6 weeks of pay, though.
6 weeks of pay.
But, obviously, your job protected for 4 months.
Right. Yes.
Is what it is.
I think that's what it comes down to. That's a good point. That must be it, though. So. Yeah, so I guess that she's just getting paid for that, so she's job protected. Now, I don't know, man. I know it's going to be fucking tough. I know I'm over here like, should I start door dashing? I tried to get like a bartending job in town, bro. Never bartended a day in my fucking life. Can you imagine me behind the fucking bar, bro?
I mean, I'd be buying the beers for me, bro.
Dude, and a few people were like, you know what? If you were a bartender, I'd come out. I'd check you out. Like, I'd probably be a fun-ass bartender, bro. Think about it.
Oh, dude, come on.
I mean, think about how much fun, and not to mention, think about
you'd be the man, and then you'd be showing everybody pictures of your baby, yo. They'd be tipping you hard,
and we'd have hella fucking content for the podcast, bro. Can you imagine how much shit we can come up with?
Oh, dude,
am I right or am I right though? Yeah.
You'd be throwing out those 2B blunt cards like crazy.
Yo, I would be throwing them things out like crazy. Absolutely. So for me, I'm like, eh. I'm like, it could be cool. It could be cool. So, I don't know, man. She's about to be popping that thing out. And we're about to be on a whole new level over here at the podcast. Especially in-house, you know. The studio's about to be nuts. It's going to be crazy here. It's going to be crazy here. So, let's take a quick break when we come back. Rapid Dave of Strikeout Beers here to talk about streamers helping streamers. Don't go anywhere. Oh, sister-in-law had a baby today. Got a new niece. Congratulations. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's 2B1. Oh, shit, what's this? Oh, Stash Logic, Scott. We love Stash Logics here, don't we?
Love them.
We love them.
Love them.
The number one manufacturer of smell-proof, lock-proof stash boxes, including right in front of us here, if you're watching, the Silverton. I mean, honestly, if you're a parent who medicates or you're plagued by the thought of your kids getting into your stash or maybe you just want to keep your medicine stashed away without having to worry about anybody taking it, well, I got just the thing to solve all your problems. Introducing Stash Logics. The story starts with a dad who was concerned that his young kids might get into his medicine, especially when they were traveling or camping in the Colorado mountains. So he put his engineering skills to work to solve the problems. And that is where Stash Logics was born, with products like the Silverton, which we have right here, which boasts a 3-digit lock, rubber gaskets, and a waterproof zipper to seal in the odors, plus a dab tool and adjustable dividers. You can keep your private life private. Make sure you visit StashLogics.com today to give yourself a peace of mind, whether you're hiding candy from the kids or hitting the road for an adventure today. You should choose Stash Logics.
The laughs are nonstop. It's TV Blood with PZ.
There we go. Stash Logics.
I was not prepared for that impromptu infomercial.
Hey, what do you mean, Scott? We do it every week.
I guess you're right.
Like, we literally do it every week. Even Dave said, that was a great promo. Speaking of Dave, let's bring him in. Rabid Dave, welcome to the show, brother.
What's up?
How are we doing, boys?
We're doing good, man. How are you?
Oh, good. It's another beautiful day in paradise down here in Texas.
Down in Texas, baby. Now, I was hoping that Alan was joining us. What, he disappeared?
I hit him up, too, because he was like, hey, you know, I'll be able to carve some time out. He was going to come on, and now he's nowhere to be found. It's basic. It's just typical Alan being Alan. Right?
Typical Alan, bro. I can't believe it. Rapid Dave, I appreciate you coming on, bro. Rabbit Dave, if you guys don't know, is one of the hosts of the podcast Strikeout Beer, who we are closely associated with. He's one of our good friends of the show. We love Strikeout Beer. And also part of a new community, which has been making waves, called Streamers Helping Streamers. Now, I know a lot of people who watch the show are either starting the streaming, thinking about starting streaming, etc. And even myself, until coming up and finding you guys' group page, had no clue what I was doing. How did you get involved with Streamers Helping Streamers?
I was one of the creators with Illogical. He's in the chat right now. Ryan Francis, Dylan Moran, TJ Burns, and Alan. We were just sitting around. We're like, you know, we need a better group for not only just streamers, but just content creators and things like that. Maybe for support, technical support, other things. You know what I'm saying? Just put some more eyeballs in your chat, more people talking. And so we're just like, hey, let's just start a group. And so that was the name of it. It was like Streamers Helping Streamers.
And this thing, Scott, when I tell you that this one group has done so much for our Twitch channel.
Really?
No lie. When I found it, I found you guys on Facebook. And then I found that you guys had the Discord. Mm-hmm. And I've joined in and I start going through, bro. And it's just this amazing community when you have all these streamers who are supporting each other. You know what I mean? Going to each other's streams, sharing each other's stuff out, commenting and engagement and subscribing and following and giving bits and doing all this stuff on Twitter to help each other grow and reach different pathways on Twitch, like, for example, affiliate or partner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say we probably wouldn't have gotten to affiliate if it wasn't for streamers helping streamers either. You know what I mean? So I just, the group itself has, I see every day it's growing and growing and growing. What is like the end game for Streamers Helping Streamers? Are you guys like planning on this thing blowing up, and how are you going to handle it if it does?
We have no idea what's going to happen. We just see new people coming in from, we have Facebook partners that are starting to join. We have, we haven't had any Twitch partners yet, but the tons of people getting affiliated. As far as the end game, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of showing up every day saying what's up to everybody, having a nice little conversation. I pop in the streams. I say, what's up? You know, we have a streamer of the week as well. I don't know. Just kind of helping people get there. If they want to make this their full-time job, well, how many people do we have in our Discord now? A couple hundred? That's 200 people that could technically get in there and boost you up if, you know, everybody's on right at that moment. We're worldwide, right? It's Australia, Asia, Great Britain, Canada, the U.S. I mean, it's crazy how big it's gotten.
I didn't realize you guys had members from all over the world like that.
Yeah, yeah, we got a couple. Red Mercury's from Australia. It's a couple other people from down there. But yeah, it's crazy. And now we've kind of opened the doors a little bit more, and now we allow other people to share out the Discord. So they now welcoming in more and more people. It's insane.
Do you find that as you let more and more people into the Discord, things kind of get a little more crazy? Like, I know on my end, I run a Discord, and we run into tons of issues. Like, I have a lot of drama. I'm not going to lie. You know, I also do the hot tea show, so, like, that tends to bring a lot of attention to or unwanted attention to the Discord. How do you guys handle that? That's what I mean when it starts to grow so big. I mean, I'm picturing myself, like, I'll probably never reach that height of the Discord, nor do I think I ever would want to. But I can't imagine what that would have to be like to moderate such a thing. Because you guys are growing fast.
We rule with an iron fist. There's no, you know, if we say something, there's five of us. So we all talk amongst each other, the admins. And we do have some mods we've brought in as well. So everybody has a say-so. But generally, everybody's pretty chill. If there's any drama, someone messages an admin immediately. And we've had some people just kind of, you know, mildly harass, you know, kind of message one too many times, and we're like, all right, either knock it off or you're out of here, and it's A or B, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You either act right or you're out. It doesn't, you know, and you're banned and you're blocked. You'll never get back in.
That's also very true. See, I got to start rolling with an iron fist, God, I think.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, but I got to lay the smackdown on these people.
Yeah.
Dude, what would be, like, your best advice for somebody who's starting off streaming on Twitch or Facebook who has never done it before? Because that's one of the questions I get asked often is, like, how did you get started? And my story is definitely not that interesting, and I had to learn a lot coming up the way. So, like, coming from somebody who's been doing this longer than I have, what would you say is the best advice you can give to someone who's starting or wants to start?
I mean, you don't need any fancy equipment. I started with a PlayStation. That's it. You can stream directly to Twitch with a PlayStation. The PlayStation has a camera as well, so there you go. There's other devices, obviously, you can use to have overlays and things going on. But I mean, ultimately, you just need to provide a good-looking picture, decent audio, where it's not echoes or loud up to 1,000, you're screaming, you know, and some decent gameplay, I suppose, and just have a personality. You got to watch the chat. You got to talk to people. You have to talk like as no one's listening. You just assume people are there. Maybe they are, maybe they're not, but you just talk and work the chat. If anybody pops in and says hello, you say hello back to them. You know what I mean? You don't ignore them and just keep playing your game.
So that's got to be a key thing, is engaging with your audience, right? Because these people are coming in to watch you.
Right.
And if you're not paying attention to them, I know I've been a few times where a certain somebody who might be here with us has told me before, pay attention to the chat as I'm streaming. And it's just amazing. I love what the attention has brought to the page. I love doing it. I think it's so cool that we're like streaming not only the podcast now, but doing gaming and different stuff on Twitch. And I know that a lot of people who watch, bro, I mean, I want to funnel it in. I want to give you guys a little bit of exposure, because people ask me questions and I don't never have good answers. And I'm always just want to be like, you know, you guys should go check out this group that I'm part of that's answered every possible question like I could ever have had. Right down to, like, I think the last thing I was asking about was, like, what kind of laptop should I get? You know, I was looking for a new laptop for streaming. And everybody was, like, chiming in. And they're like, it's just it's a great community, a great bunch of people. Handle if people want to find you guys. What would be the best place? Discord, Facebook?
Our Facebook group's there. But as many people realize, Facebook's kind of dying. The new generation's not there. So Facebook's still an older platform. I go to the Discord. Discord has 3 times as many members, I think, and it's always the main chat is always going crazy. We have a spot where you can go live, where you put in there that you put your channel. We have a socials channel as well, where you put all your information, and so other members can find you, keep up with you, follow you, and just interact that way. But yeah, our main chat on Discord is where to be.
It's popping all day long. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And how do you guys determine, I wanted to ask, how do you guys determine the streamer of the week?
It's my choice. I okay.
Boss's choice.
No. It's pretty much if someone's getting close to affiliate or needs a little extra push or a little extra love, or they have something going on, well, that's who gets it. You know what I mean? Like someone that is, you know, it just really depends. And especially our super supportive streamers, they get the love first. For sure. If they're in everybody's stream, they're going around, and I'm not talking about supporting, like as far as becoming a supporter or dropping bits or donos. I'm talking about putting in the time, chatting it up, and just hanging out with a lot of different, and just being active in the community. That's how you eventually get the streamer of the week.
That's awesome, man. It's awesome. You guys check out on the Discord, Streamers Helping Streamers. And it's an amazing group. If you're just starting out, or you're even if you're a seasoned vet and you just want to expand your audience or network more, it's the place to be. Check out Rapid Dave also on Strikeout Beer. Great podcast every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., right? Central time? Or 7 p.m. Central time?
7 p.m. Central time.
7 p.m. Central time, followed by a late night beer review. Hilarious show. You guys are great. Dude, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you coming on and letting everybody know about this amazing group you guys have together right now.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Y'all have a good one.
You too, brother.
I owe those guys some beers.
You do owe them some beers.
I owe them some beers.
You know how many times I'm like, I'm going to send them beer, and you're like, no, I got a bunch of stuff in my fridge. Let me do it.
Nah, I got it. You just got to give me that address.
Well, dude, I mean, of course, we're going to get up. I'll make sure I have Rapid Dave send it to you directly.
Okay.
You know?
Although shipping beer is illegal. But I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
I've had beer shipped from them here and from MILF's Uncensored.
I don't have a liquor license to send, but I'll find a way.
You don't have a liquor license to send?
To ship alcohol.
Oh, my God. All right. Listen. Scott.
Easy. That wasn't really that funny.
I think we should open the phone lines to the AMA.
Oh, shit. I'm not prepared for this.
Dude, I mean, for all you know, maybe nobody's going to call in. I don't know. But I know we're going to open the phone lines in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and put the phone number on the screen. And what is the phone number again?
860-384-7110.
7110. I like it. So what we're going to do, we're going to load the phone lines up. Ask us anything. That's what this is about. We want to give you guys the floor. You guys have been watching us since June 2019. This is now the time to ask us anything you could ever want to ask me or Scott. Anything you want.
Anything.
Anything. While in that time, we're going to do a celebratory shot because baby peace is coming, so I got the whiskey. Wow,
I can't believe by this time next week you're gonna be a dad.
Dude, I know, dude, I can't either. Yo, and I agree, the chat is grooving. Thank you, Discordant Light. I like that. Pyre cake. What? Oh, Pyre Cake.
Pyre Cake.
Pyre Cake is a segment that I've been asked on a couple other podcasts. Pyre Cake, Scott. So now the people want to know, Scott, are you a pie guy or are you a cake guy?
See, I got to think about, like, it depends, I guess, on the flavor. But when I think about it, like, every time somebody, like, if I'm at like a party or a birthday party, whatever the case may be, and there's cake, I'm always like, I just want a little slice. And then they give you a slice that's like too fucking big. And I'm like, that's not all. I didn't want fucking, you know, half frosting to eat or whatever. But if it was pie, I feel like pie I would eat all day. So like to tell you a story real quick.
Oh, you got a pie story?
We had like an appreciation day at work like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And they let us... Basically, because of COVID, they didn't want to, like, serve us food, so it was kind of like bring home food. And, okay. I work in a grocery store, so basically they gave everybody, like, two frozen pizzas and one, freaking pie. And I was like, it was like a cheesecake pie.
Yes.
And it was delicious.
Cheesecake
pie. So I'm going to say pie all day. And when you say cake or pie, that also refers to pizza pies, too, right? So, yeah, pie is over cake. I'm taking pies over cake.
I'm a pie guy, too. There you go, Dave. Dave wants to know pie or cake, and now you got it. Scott is a pie guy.
Pie guy. chocolate pie, pumpkin pie, or as The Rock's favorite, the poontang pie.
The poontang pie, baby. That's right. Let's do one of these.
All right. Cheers to
the celebration.
Holy shit, man. You're going to be a dad.
This will be the last time I've been doing shots. Daddy Dabs also says pie all day.
Ooh.
I like that. Team pie all day. First question of the AMA, pie or cake? Pie, thank God I just ate. Yo, I didn't get to eat yet, and I'm over here like, pie right now. Fucking pie.
See, for me, pie, like, I don't know if I like so much, like, the crusty pies, like the apple pies, the blueberry pies.
Whoa.
With all that crust.
Whoa. Skirt, you don't like apple pie, bro?
I'm not saying I don't like it, but if you were to ask, like, that version versus cake, I might take cake. But if you're telling me, like, where was I fucking going with this?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, okay. So if you tell me that it's a cream pie, as weird as that sounds, a cream type pie.
You don't like cream pies, is what you're saying?
No, is what I'm saying. I love. I prefer
you
cream
love
pies.
Love cream pies.
I love cream pies over crusty pies.
Cream pies all day for you.
Yes.
Scott loves cream pies.
Yeah, I do.
All the creams. While eating fruity pebbles. What kind of communist doesn't like apple pie? Dude, I didn't say
I didn't like it. I just said if it was like, if you said apple pie or chocolate cake, I would probably go chocolate cake. But when I talk about all those other pies, pies all day.
Daddy Dabs, don't go anywhere, bro. 8 o'clock, it's Dab o'clock, so don't go anywhere. We're about to do a fat dab right here live on the air. Oh, and the Discord in the chat. If you guys want to join Streamers Helping Streamers, Rapid Dave has posted. Cudbud says she loves cream pie. <All right. laughs> Oh, wow. So Discordant says that they're also not a huge fan of apple pie. I've never heard of anybody who doesn't like apple pies, bro. I thought apple pie was like the go-to.
There's, I don't know. So it's not like it's bad, at least in my opinion, but sometimes maybe apple pie can be too dry.
I've never had a dry apple
and
pie.
I like my pies wet, Peasy.
You like
I like a nice wet.
You like
cream
a wet
pie.
And creamy, bro. I get it. You like a wet and creamy pie, all right? Apple pie can be wet. I don't know about creamy, bro. This guy says pumpkin pie is the shiz. That's like putting it in the doo-doo hole.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is not bad. Sweet potato pie is good too.
Well, pumpkin pie, the color of the pumpkin pie is gonna, I don't know, bro. Disco's a crazy person. I love pumpkin pie, but that shit, wet moist pie. But listen, this shit needs to be caked in whipped cream. He likes to put the cream pie on top of the pie. The cream on top of the pie. That wet ass pie, that wop.
I mean, yeah, any sort of pie, yeah. We need whipped cream with it. I don't care if it's Cool Whip or if it's Ready Whip out of the can. I'll fuck up a whole can of Ready Whip. I fucking care.
All right. So the phone line ain't ringing. They ask me anything in the chat. All we've gotten asked so far is pie or cake. And that's apparently has raised this giant debate. Black cherry pie with ice cream. Unbeatable. I've never had blackberry pie. I'm sorry.
You ever have mincemeat pie? I don't think I ever have.
The fuck is a minced meat pie, bro?
You know what
bro?
Minced meat is? I don't even know what minced meat is.
I mean, I know what meat is, I know what mincing stuff is.
I know it's there at the grocery store. It's a jar of minced meat. And you can, like, it's a pie filling.
What's in this minced meat, bro?
I've never had it, but I don't think I ever want to have it.
Pull up the instructions. What is in the ingredients for minced meat, bro?
See if I can get this out before dab o'clock.
He's my cherry pie.
A mince pie is a sweet pie of English origin filled with a mixture of dried fruits and spices called mincemeat. So you had me at dried fruits, okay? Mm. Apricots and
I don't want dried fruit
raisins,
in my pie, bro. Dried fruit isn't
all
creamy.
All this shit 90-year-olds eat.
That's nasty, though. Dried fruit, bro, in my pie? Like, it's not even wet fruit. It's just, like, dried-ass, gummy-ass fruit,
like,
bro.
I don't want to sound like that person. Like, don't
but
knock.
But you already
like,
do.
Well, don't knock it if you haven't tried it, right? But I don't know if I'd want to try it.
Not quite. Have you ever had a dried apricot?
I've had a dried apricot.
It's like chewing on fucking plastic, bro.
Like a... Yeah, I don't know.
Like someone stuck a fucking tampon in your fucking mouth. Oh. It just absorbed all the moisture you had in there.
I hope this isn't somebody that makes mincemeat pies all the time.
It might be. To be blunt, you're live.
That's Hazel.
What's up, Hazel?
Papa Peavy's coming to town, dude. I'm so excited. I can eat a whole fucking mincemeat pie and give two shits what the fuck's in it at this point.
Well, I've been really intrigued about the minced meat, though, bro. I still want to know.
I was thinking there'd be more meat in it than dried fruits. Where the fuck does it get the meat name?
Wait. Apparently, I don't pay attention when you talk, Scott. Minced meat has the dried fruit in it? I thought that was something different.
So it says a mince pie is a sweet pie filled with a mixture of dried fruits and spices called mincemeat. So no, there's not ground beef mixed in there too.
It's actually not minced meat,
it's
bro.
Minced dried fruits.
Why would they call it minced meat then?
I mean, if I'm reading this right.
I'm gonna be honest, when Scott said minced meat pie, I was thinking like Sweeney Todd.
All right, ready? So this is going to clarify it, and I haven't really read all of this yet, but it says people also ask, whenever you do a Google search, people also ask, does minced meat pie have meat? And it says the reason minced meat is called meat is because that's exactly what it used to be. Most often mutton, but also beef, rabbit, pork, or game. Mince pies were first served in the early Middle Ages, and the pies were quite sizable.
They used the gelatin from those
filled with a mixture of finely minced meat, chopped up fruit in a preserving liquid. I don't know if that even answers my question.
So that tells me there's
no, that is totally Sweeney Todd, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Like, where they're like, do you want a pie, sir? A minced meat pie, sir? Here we go. Like, it's like they were cut. Like, the whole thing about the movie is this guy goes back to England after this exile because all this drama went down with his ex-girl and she was wanted by this dude, but she was married to Sweeney Todd. So then Sweeney Todd gets his revenge by killing all these people and making them into mincemeat pie and feeding them to the people that helped this guy steal his wife and daughter.
That's morbid. Are you serious?
So as soon as you said mincemeat, that's where my mind went.
Scott, what do you think about this?
I don't know what to say.
You got nothing?
I don't know what to say about this mincemeat.
rendered the gotta freaking speechless.
Oh, wow. You might be the first person in history. Oh,
no.
It's dab o'clock. Hazel, I gotta let you go, homie.
All right.
Before you do dab o'clock, it looks like we gotta do shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
All
right. 5 o'clock, Hazel, I gotta let you go, homie.
Oh, God.
To Baby P?
Fuck it.
SLP? SLP?
LSP?
LSP, sorry. LSP.
There we go.
Woo. That one was good, actually. You all right?
That was close. Oh, man. It's dab o'clock. I'm glad that Daddy Dab said something. And the only way to do it is with the Dr. Dabber Boost Evo, boasting 6 different heat settings, unprecedented for any e-rig out on the market right now.
That shit lights up different colors too, right?
Oh, dude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn it on first might help. Yeah, and it does light up fancy colors, by the way. Just going to say that, because if you don't have one of these, 1, 2, 3, 4... You don't got the disco lights. The disco lights are where it's at. And that's why I love this thing so much. And you can get 15% off yours on drdabber.com using promo code 2BBLUNT. That's the number 2. BEBLUNT, all uppercase. Get 15% off yours today. Scott, let's see what we're going to do here. I gotta look and find out which one of these I'm gonna do. You know what? I had one last night that was super fire. Here we go.
You got quite the dab collection over there.
You're damn right I do. So I got gelato crossed with wedding cake. If you're gonna do the dab with us. Scott.
Oh, that wasn't it?
Not quite. Not quite. Close, though. I'm only excited because Daddy Dabs is gonna do a dab with me.
Daddy Dabs.
Daddy Dabs is doing the dab with me, bro. You better still be here. I'll be upset.
You're about to be Daddy Dabs.
Yo, I am going to be Daddy Dabs, bro. That's a good fucking point, yeah, bro. Call me Daddy Dabs.
That'll be in a rhyme soon.
There he is. Daddy Dabs is here. I'm heating up. I'm heating up my unit now. Oh. The magnet. And it's time to do the death dab on air. You said it's glitching? Cheers. God, take it from here.
Well, since it's AMA and it's Ask Me Anything, I gotta ask you, since you're Daddy Dabs now, soon to be Daddy Dabs.
Yep.
Are you gonna be like DJ Kali and you're gonna like put your kid in like every music video that you do
and,
every mixtape cover?
Oh yeah.
All right. I can't wait to see.
Oh yeah, dude. He's going to be on every fucking thing. He don't even know it, bro. He's going to be famous. I'm finally going to start getting followers on TikTok again.
You're finally going to what?
I'll start getting followers on TikTok again.
Ah, bro, you got plenty of followers.
Well, maybe I'll get more finally. Flaunting around the child. And Alicia, the phones are open. I don't know what you're talking about. I think maybe you called the same time as Hazel if you were trying to call. Because the Ask Me Anything is still going on. Scott. I'm going to take another dab. Another dead dab. I love this.
What's considered a dead dab?
A death dab.
A death dab.
Yeah, a dab that kills your lungs, bro.
Ah, yeah, that sounds...
Oh shit. 860-384-7110.
You catch up on your breaths, yeah. Call in. It's AMA time. 860-384-7110.
Thank God,
ask us everything you got while PZ catches his breath, okay? When he's good enough, he can answer your questions.
Or Scott can answer your question.
Yeah, or I can. Let's see. Ask us. It might even be a wrestling question.
You might kind of make your sinuses spicy, she says. That's what a death dab is. Dude, I'm sweating from that shit. I'm straight sweating, bro.
If you don't ask us anything, you can always ask us, hey, can you spin the wheel?
I got a question. Oh, that's right. Listen, we're still giving away a prize, yo. We got prize to give away. It's a whole smoker's box with a mini bong right inside. If you guys want to call in and spin the wheel and try to win, you can do so. Oh, God. Scott, we might have to just ask each other questions, bro. Because I'm fucking, dude. By the way, I had a run-in this past week.
A run-in?
A run-in.
Dude, you used to have run-ins when you used to wrestle, right?
That's right.
Run-ins all the time.
Run-in, yeah, with your buddy Tim.
Oh, is he still in town?
So this motherfucker.
Is he still in town, though?
I don't know if he's still in town.
I think he might be.
I saw him earlier in the week.
He might be, yeah.
He said he was leaving. I don't know what's going on. But I got the dab sweats. You're right. I'm literally pouring sweat right now. It's disgusting.
He's sweating profusely.
So this motherfucker proceeds to tell me that it was him that had to babysit you for WrestleMania.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to like, okay. All right. Timeout.
Yeah. Timeout is right because he was like, I was telling him, like, all of them. I was like, you guys sound like you guys had a good time. Scott was saying you guys got messed up and you guys had a great time. And then he proceeded to tell me the story of the day of day two of WrestleMania.
So I think, yeah, so day two, maybe I did need a little baby babysit. Maybe I did. Maybe
so
I did.
Day two.
I'm man enough to admit it. But day two.
Day two started with you waking up. Apparently you stayed at a separate hotel.
Yes, because my best friend, he actually happened to be down there for work, and it was a free hotel room, so I booked it. Now, my friend, he's...
Thanks for stopping by, Discord, and appreciate you, bro.
So, my friend had this hotel room. Tim wanted to get his own hotel room, because he's just like, okay.
Yeah, bougie
like,
as fuck.
My, he's wanted, yeah, he is.
Bougie he as is fuck that bougie. Motherfucker.
And I'm not going to lie.
So Tim, fucking bougie.
I'm not going to lie. If you were asking me to compare the two hotel rooms, the hotel room that I stayed in versus the hotel room that Tim, like, so I had the option, free hotel room, okay, I'll take it. And I offered it to this gentleman, too. I said, hey, you can have a free hotel room. And he said, no. So, yeah, he booked his own hotel room that he paid for.
Yeah. So it, but you stayed in separate rooms.
His is gorgeous. It's literally on the water.
Who gives a fuck where everything. He stayed? Okay. Let's go back to the story.
All right.
So you stay in a separate hotel. You wake up Sunday. This is after night one of WrestleMania.
Yes.
You're all fired up.
Yeah, we're fired
and
up.
No, you're fired up.
We're all fired up.
Nope, Scott.
Okay, I am.
You're fired up.
Okay.
And you wake up early and you head down to the bar.
Actually, no.
Okay, because this is what I was told.
I do wake up early, but I also head to the gym.
You went to the gym first.
Yeah, I went to the gym first.
You went to the gym
while
first.
While this guy is still sleeping that you're telling me
so
about.
So you were out banging and clanging. I'm like, clanging and banging.
I'm getting a workout in. I get a walk. I like when I'm on vacation, I like to explore, you know? Because I may never be back here again in my lifetime.
You saw the Bubba Army station?
Yeah, I went to Bubba the Love Sponge Studios. And that was on Sunday, yeah. So I did all that. Well, this guy's probably still sleeping, and then I decide to go downtown or whatever, and I do drink early. Like, I happen to end up going to a place to have some breakfast, and I was like, hey, you know what, let me have a screwdriver. And honestly, I thought it was gonna, like, stop there. I was just gonna get, like, one or two screwdrivers, and that was gonna be it for my morning. And then finally, these guys wake up and meet up with me, but meanwhile, I've made a lot of good friends. Now, I've made friends at this bar in the morning, okay, and then it's like 10 a.m. at this point or whatever.
Okay.
If they want to get me tequila shots, is it rude of me to say no?
Bro, so 10 a.m. you're doing tequila shots.
Yeah, it is, and honestly, I thought Sunday was going to be like my take it easy day.
But it didn't happen that way.
But it didn't happen that way.
No, it didn't.
And if other people want to buy me